Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and it's my pleasure to talk to established authors as well as brand new authors. I ask them about their latest work. We talk about their writing process. We tell you where you can find them on social media. And often, we talk about their next project. Joining me today is William Blake. We're going to call him Bill, and he's here to talk about his book, A Creative Toolkit of Meditations. Bill, welcome.
Welcome to you. Yes. Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you today. I love the book.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. Yes.
I'm curious. How did you first become aware of meditation and its benefits? How did that happen?
That was about 15, 20 years ago. I read a few books on it, and I started a little meditation, and then about 12 years ago, I started a meditation class at the Unitarian Church that I go to. It's a very liberal church, where they do just about everything, and since then I have taught a meditation course. And my wife and I meditate probably about 3 or 4 times a week. My wife is Heigl, and she's just retired from being a biology teacher at a high school. And so meditation is part of my life, like eating good food or exercising, like swimming. And it's just a natural thing to do.
So you really, literally, and I'm doing air quotes here, walk your talk. You do meditation yourself. You don't just say other people do meditation. I think that's wonderful.
Well, yeah, I can't imagine anything else. I don't know why anybody would write a book about something that they don't do. You know, it's something that they don't practice.
Good point.
Yeah, the word practice comes up in the book frequently. This is something that you have to practice. And meditation is largely investigation. It's asking questions. It's inquiring into what in the devil is going on in your life. What is really happening that is onerous and distasteful? Or what is happening that is really, really exciting and pleasurable? This is, and how do you get more pleasure and less distasteful behaviors in your life? And thinking and feeling. So it's quite simply a way of improving and enhancing your existence. That's the way I think about it.
Tell me about the book. Now, I know the book has 20 meditations in it, and it's divided into basically 3 major parts. Let's give our listeners an overview of what they can expect in the book.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. There are 6 chapters. And the first one is, what is consciousness? What is conscious awareness? And what are the focal points of our consciousness? What do we see? What do we take in? And this is basically kind of what we are. We are consciousness. We are awareness. And that's what I call the what. That's what we are. Awareness or consciousness or self with a big S. There's 2 parts to us. There's the what and we can't do anything without consciousness. We can't see anything. We can't see a tree. We can't see our finger in front of our eye. We can't smell anything. We can't taste anything. We can't even think anything without being awareness itself. That's our nature. That's who, that's what we are. Now, who we are is all of our beliefs and all of our attitudes and all of our self, small s, not big S, small s. And that's, my name is William Blake, or Billy Boy Blake. I'm 82 years old, and I'm married for 10 years to Heigo, and I'm pretty healthy, but I've got a scratchy skin on my face right now, and it's been there about a week, and it's getting better. Now, all of that is who I am. Well, we are really concerned with, or should be concerned with, really getting familiar with what we are, our awareness. When we are aware, when we are present, then we really see the sun shining. We really see the greenness of a tree. We really hear the echoes and tones of the lady or the man that we're with. We're alive, we're present. So we want to envelop and expand our what, our awareness or consciousness, which is another way of saying it in common language is being present, being here and now, and not inside our heads, you know, our random thoughts and feelings.
Right.
And so we want to make a very clear distinction between this who of our random thoughts and the what of our presence, which is our actual perception of what's going on inside and around us. So that's what the book's all about. I mean, that's what all six chapters have to do with in one way or another. So the first chapter explains what I just said, basically. And then the second chapter goes into belief systems. Ooh, wow. And it explains that the research by psychologists is really clear about this. By age 4 or 5, every human being is kind of established or fortified into their own belief system. That's their basic beliefs, their basic attitudes, their basic look at life. And these can change throughout their life, but they still kind of linger underneath everything, these belief systems. And I call add-ons all of these beliefs, all of these attitudes. They're add-ons to our basic consciousness or awareness. And they're an extension of childhood. So we turn out to have two selves. Two selves. We turn out to have a true self, which is pure awareness and pure experiencing of things and pure enjoyment of life, and the false self, which is the add-ons and which is the small s, which is based on belief systems that are ingrained when we're 4 or 5 years old. Well, now the next chapter is, well, how do we get rid of these beliefs, or not get rid of them, but at least understand them, look through them? And that chapter is called OFRA, O-F-R-A. And those are the four techniques or methods of becoming awake, spiritually awake and emotionally awake. One is observation, that's the O. We start observing ourselves and observing what we think and what we feel and how we act. And we also develop our feeling, that's the F, O-F-R-A. And we need to learn to absolutely feel completely. there's a certain belief in our culture that we shouldn't feel everything. Wrong. That's a wrong belief. If I'm feeling unhappy or disturbed about something, I want to feel it completely, fully, completely, even negative feelings or thoughts, because then I can handle them. Then I can release them. Then I have control of them. If they're kind of lingering in the background, they become dangerous and they'll charge in and take me over.
Are there techniques in the book to help our listeners do that?
Yes, there are. Yeah. The book has some ways in which we can get into our feelings and release them. The third thing in chapter 3 is responsibility. We have to take responsibility for ourselves. We can't let our parents do it. We can't let our mates do it. We can't let our buddies do it. But we can use all these people to help us, and we can help them to carry out this spiritual growth. And the A of Oprah is action. Thinking about it, talking about it is not enough. There has to be action. And that means, in my case, my wife was unhappy with me because she was doing all of the planning for the weekend. And I just let her do it. And I said, no, finally, when she got upset at this. And so now I am doing some planning for the weekend. And men and women have these flaws. They have these inactions, you might say. And so we have to see what these are. We have to observe them. We have to feel them. We take responsibility for them. And then we take action to change them and be more positive.
The book sounds so interesting. And I know that it was a featured selection at the Frankfurt Book Fair that was held in October of this year in Frankfurt, Germany. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Were you excited about that?
Yes, I was. I really was. I was kind of sad that I didn't go over there to Frankfurt, and be present at the when my book was presented.
I think that's so exciting. You went international, yeah. Bill.
Yes, yes.
Now, I know that our listeners are very interested in what you've been talking about. We're running out of time. So I want to make sure that they know where they can find your book. It's available on Amazon, and I always go to Amazon to make sure that everything works. And I want to make sure that they know exactly what they're looking for when they go to Amazon.com. There's a big search feature that's up at the top of Amazon's homepage. And if they just put in, the book has a nice title. It's easy to remember. It's called A Creative Toolkit of Meditations by William Blake. And if they just put that in that search feature and click on it, then your book comes right up. It's available in paperback. There's a Kindle version. Is there a hardback version, Bill, as well?
Yes, there is, yes. It's more expensive, but there is a hardback version, yes.
Where else could they find the book? If for some reason they either don't want to go to Amazon, they would rather go somewhere else, where else could they go?
Well, I think they could go to Barnes & Noble ask them. The Barnes & Noble may not have it, but they can get it. They can solicit it for them and have it within within a few days, and they can pick it up then at their local bookstore.
What about the Lit Fire Publishers website? Is it available there?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Now, I know that you're thinking about a website. Tell me about what's going on with the website.
Well, I am right now constructing a website, and within, let's say, 2 weeks, I will have a website. And that will have all the information on it. Yeah.
Wonderful. Now, you're also looking at putting together a Facebook page, I think. Is that right?
Yes.
And that's also under construction.
Yes, it is.
I wish we had more time to talk more about the book, but we are running short, and I want you to have the last word about the book. When our listeners pick up their copy and they sit down and they go through it, whether electronically or whether they're holding it in their hands, when they finish the very last page of that book, what is it that you want them to take with them, Bill?
Good question. What I want them to take with them and then type out is the notes that they took when they observed, when they read the book or they looked at anything on the internet or anything else. Take notes. In other words, take useful notes for how to utilize the concepts of the book. It's a practical book. It's a how-to book. It's a toolkit. And so pay attention to the tools. What does the book say? Literally, what does the book say about what is conscious awareness? And why do we get messed up with our belief systems from age 4 or 5? And what are the 2 selves you've had? Write out the 2 selves. Take a look at yourself. And so use the book as an investigative toolkit. And write out notes. And then draw out a little plan for changing some of the add-ons. Some of the small S self that makes us all unhappy, all human beings. Whether it's the President of the United States or, the Russian Premier or a priest or whatever the person is, we all have negative add-ons, and we can deal with those. We can't get perfect. No one's ever been perfect as far as I know, but we can get a lot better. We can get a lot happier if we do the work, and the work can be fun. And if you have a mate, maybe you can start working with them too. You can do the thing together. My wife and I do a considerable amount of that together. So, it's an action plan. The book is a toolkit, and pick up the tools and use them.
Excellent advice. I think that is just the thing that people need to do. Pick and choose, look at the tools, investigate yourself, and see what you need to do to make things better. It's been such an absolute pleasure to talk with you today, Bill. Thanks so much for being our guest on Books on Air.
Well, I thank you very much for interviewing me, and I will get going with Facebook and Litfire and have some things written down in those areas.
Excellent.
Within 2 weeks.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've been listening to Books on Air, brought to you on webtalkradio.net. By the way, you can also find us on iTunes and iHeartRadio. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I hope you'll join me for the next Books on Air. Until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book, and thank you so much for listening.